This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
If I have to go
by myself,
I'll go.
Yeah.
If I have to go by myself, if my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, I'll go if I have to go by myself. I'll sing if I have to sing by myself. I'll sing if I have to, by myself. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother, I'll sing if I have to sing by myself. I'll pray if I have to by myself. I'll pray if I have to by myself. If my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, I'll pray if I have to by myself. I'll go if I have to go by myself. I'll go if I have to by myself. If my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, I'll go if I have to by myself. Send me,
send me,
send me. Sometimes I get lonely. Sometimes I get nervous. If you want me to sing for you, Lord, I do what you want me to do. I'll sing for you, Lord. Just send me. Just send me. Sometimes I'm lonely. Sometimes I'm lonely. Sometimes I'm nervous. But if the Lord send me, I'll go.
Send me, I'll go.
I'll go if I, I'll go if I have to go.
I'll
go if I have to go by myself.
Thank you. As we stand now to proclaim your word, speak to me and through me that your word will go forth. Touch every heart, touch every mind, that we will leave here better people because we've heard from you. You have enlightened our understanding. You have lifted our burdens. And Father, we just thank you for your forever presence. When we go through storms, we're not alone. You're here with us. And oh, how thankful we are this day and this moment. It's our prayer in Jesus' name, and for his sake we do pray. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Chapter 5. Let's give our ministers of music and this choir a hand. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verse 15. We ready? Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. That's good. You may be seated. I want to talk about a wasted candle. Thank you, Urshas. Let's give our Urshas a hand. Sister Willie Mae, bless your heart. Candle making was developed independently in many places throughout history. Candles were used by the early Greeks to honor the goddess Artemis, whom they believed was born on the sixth date of every lunar moon. Candles have been the use and the source of light to illuminate celebrations more than 5,000 years. But yet many are not known about their origin. As we look at candles, the earliest use of candles were by the ancient Egyptians, who made rushlights and torches by soaking them in core or reeds of melted animal fat. This animal fat was called tallow, and it was extracted from cattle and sheep. And these, how they would burn these candles, they would burn slowly, and they had a bad odor to them. But they provided light when they needed it. And the candles that we have today that the Romans did, they resembled the end 500 BC. They start making them look like the candles that we hold today. Candles have been the source of transporting light into dark places. And God sometimes allows us to get in some dark places that he would let the light shine to expose some things to us that we have never seen before. God allowed COVID-19. It was a dark place. Many have lost their lives, lost loved ones. It was a dark place. But God's light still shined. I wish I had somebody to understand that sometime God will, when everything is lighted around you, you can't see God. But you're too busy focusing on what is seen in the light and not the source of the light. Y'all not getting what I'm saying? Let me bring it closer to you. You're too busy looking at the car you can see. You're too busy looking at the home that you can see, the clothes that you can wear, and the money that's in your account, and you get the big head. But then God put you in a place where you can't see your car no more, where you can't see your house anymore. He'll lay you in a hospital bed that you don't even know what's going on in your home anymore. The clothes are just hanging in the closet. But in the midst of that dark place, he said, now, can you see me now? I know there's a lot of city folk in here. I'm from a place called Woodworth, a little country town. And if you can remember, if you're not too boozy, when you were growing up, you used to have roaches. Again, I'm not talking to you city folk in here. I'm talking to the folk who couldn't help it. You had roaches. Don't you look at him like, what's a roach? Yeah, you know what a roach is. You had roaches. And I remember that at night when the lights were off, they would have a field day in the kitchen. But if you walk in there and cut the light on, them roaches would run. Because the light just exposed. Oh, I'm going to talk to somebody right now. You got some people in your life just like roaches. While they're in the dark, they're having a field day. But you need to ask God, cut the light on. And they would be, not only would roaches be exposed, but they will run. Oh, y'all didn't get what I'm saying. As long as you in the dark with some folk, they'll have a field day with you. But when God cuts the light on, the only way you can understand that illustration, you had to have roaches. Isn't it amazing how people hate you and don't know you? Never sat down with you, talked with you, but don't know you, but they hate you. Now watch this, gonna blow your mind. They have more than you, but they still can't stand you. You gotta catch the bus, and they have three cars in the driveway, but they still can't stand you. They wear name brand clothes, and you buy from Goodwill, but they still can't stand you. You wanna know why? They have fame, but you got favor. And when someone has favor, you're gonna have joy in spite of what you got on. You're gonna have joy in spite of your transportation. And I wish somebody can testify, say, the source of my joy is not what I possess, but is who possesses me. I come to tell y'all, favor is better than fame. Here in the text, Jesus compares our walk with him as a lighted candle. And one thing about fire, fire spreads. And if you're on fire, then everybody on your pew should be on fire. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. If you don't think fire spread, ask those poor people in California. Fire spreads. Now, if the fire comes to you and you don't catch on, it's because you watered down. Watered down praise is not visible, and you can't even hear it. But if you on fire, the last time that you touched something that was hot, did you just stand there? Or did you react to it? Although it may have hurt you, but it still made you move. God sometimes will send things to hurt me, but it's still gonna make me move. Now in Isaiah, when he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and the smoke was all over the place, the Bible says the doorpost moved. Now God can move objects that don't have a soul, mind, and heart. God has created you in his image, and you're gonna tell me God can't make you move? Oh, if you don't move voluntarily, he'll make you move. He can make you move from life to death if you don't get your act together. And I wonder, is anybody in here right now saying, I'm on fire and I got to move because this thing is burning me right now? Don't waste your candle. Watch this. One verse, y'all. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. Bushel is a basket. And so the first point we're going to go in it, neither do men light a candle. Stop right there. The first point, your candle is wasted if it only points in your direction. When you want all the light on you, and not on God. When you come to church to do things for your recognition and not for God, you want the pats on the back. You want your name mentioned. You want everybody to see you and not God. Oh, I come to tell you, it's dangerous when the light is in your direction, because the true light that we have, the eternal light that radiates from us, comes from God. The reason why you are able to do what you can do in the church is because the Holy Spirit is upon you. People say, Reverend Green, you really preach. It's not me. It's the God inside of me. It's the Holy Spirit over me. It's Jesus Christ leading me. It's all about him. See, when you look at the star that led the shepherds to Christ, they call that star the Star of Bethlehem because people have taken it out of context. Watch this. The star wasn't leading them to Bethlehem. It was leading them to Christ. Christ just happened to be in Bethlehem. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. You missing the whole thing. It led them to a place Christ was. But Bethlehem didn't get, the only reason why Bethlehem was mentioned because Christ was on the inside. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. The only reason why we still talk about the stable is because Christ was on the inside. And the reason why some people are still admiring you for what you do for God, because he's on the inside. I wish I had somebody to testify. And the same light that shines should shine in Christ's direction. You see, my light shouldn't bring you only to a location. but it should bring you to Jesus Christ. In other words, when I'm out witnessing, my thing is not just to bring you to Mount Zion, but to bring you to Jesus Christ. Why you want me to come to Mount Zion? Because Jesus Christ is in that. Oh, y'all ain't get what I'm saying. Because if I only mentions Mount Zion, they got some people in here that might run them off. You might run across somebody that come here with a bad attitude and you speak, who are you? I don't know you, and you go. But if I tell you to come to Mount Zion because Jesus is in there and the Holy Spirit is having his way in there, then you're not going to come here to see people's faces. You come here to experience the worship experience. The light, your candle is wasted if it only points in your direction. It should point. Everything we do in God's house should be for his glory. That's why be careful how you get up and call so many names and thanking people. Miss one. Let me move on. So the first thing, when your candle is wasted, when the light only points in your direction. But watch this. Neither do you light a candle and put it under a bushel. Bushel is translated a basket. In other words, you lit the candle, you put a basket over it. And what you're doing, you're hindering the light of the candle. So number two, it is wasted if it's covered up. If your light is covered, watch this. Darkness has the upper hand. The candle is lit, but it can't be used, but it's because it's covered by your own dark tendencies. A candle, watch this, cannot cover itself. Something or someone has to cover it. Ha, y'all missed? Here it is. When I believe what I believe and don't believe what the Bible says, I'm covering it up. When you believe what you say more than what the Bible says, you're covering it up. Let me give you an example. When you say, it don't take all of this to praise the Lord. But then the Bible says in Psalms 150:6, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. You're covering it up. When you say, I don't have to say anything to praise God. All that she preacher talking about, you need to shout. I ain't got to do that. That's what you say. But then Psalms 107:2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, y'all get what I'm saying? Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So if you've been redeemed, you ought to say so. If he brought you out, you ought to say so. If he healed your body, you ought to say so. If he took care of you when you couldn't take care of yourself, you ought to say so. When people walked away from you, but he was your company keeper, you ought to say so. When nobody else cared for you, but he provided for you, you ought to say. Well, matter of fact, let me bring it closer. If he woke you up this morning and you're glad about it, then you ought to say so. You're covering it up when you believe what you say is more relevant than what God says. Then some people say, Reverend, you tell people to raise their hand. I ain't got to raise my hand. But then one Psalms 134:2 says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Let me tell you, let me say it again. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Somebody say, but Rev, how can I bless a God who owns everything? Well, it's just like the man had two children. And each one of his children, they were in the mall. He gave each one of them $150. Said, go ahead on and spend it. What you want to do. Do whatever you want to do, just spend it. One of the children went bought everything they desired, jeans, whatever they could do. But the other child spent the $150 on the giver. Bought dress shirts, dress socks, daddy a new pair of shoes. In other words, watch this. This is how you bless God. Just like that child. Whatever God has given you, you turn around and use it and give it back to him. If he's given you hands, if he's given you a voice, hallelujah. If he's given you feet, then you ought to stand on them and give them back to him. That's how we bless him. Whew, but many of us cover it up. Candle is no use. Covered. Watch this. You can see when it's covered, but you can't see clearly. It gives a little light, but you still bump into things. So when you cover it, your light, you can see a little, but you can't see clearly. So it's bad. A candle is wasted if it's only pointed in your direction. A candle is wasted if it's covered up. But then finally, a candle is wasted if there is no fire to light it. It's bad that a storm comes and the lights go out. You got candles all over the house, but don't have a lighter to light it. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. Y'all missing it. Let me say it again. You went and bought all the candles because the weatherman, the meteorologist said that there was a storm coming. But in your preparation, you forgot to buy matches or a lighter. You have the thing you need to make it, but you just don't have the fire to get it started. And John, in Luke 3:16, John answered and said unto them, I baptize you with water. But he who is mightier than me is coming behind me, whose shoes that I am unworthy to take loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh, y'all just miss your praise cue. Psalms 39:3 says this, my heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned, then spoke with my tongue. The Holy Ghost is the one that lights your fire. It ain't your boo now. But it's the Holy Ghost. He is the one that lights your fire. That's why you see some people praise God. Some people don't. Ain't no fire in them. You can't, I just proved to you, you can't sit there and say, well, I'm real, this is the way I, but that ain't what the Bible says. Because if, watch this, if the Holy Spirit has a hold of you, hear me good, he's going to have you in compliance with what the Bible says. If he says, make a joyful noise, then the Holy Spirit is not going to come over you and tell you to be quiet. Look, what you need to do is say, God, light my candle. Now watch this. One thing about candles, when they're lit, if they're lit for a long period of time, they will turn into a liquid form. And when the fire goes out, it gels that it can be lit again. But there's something about this candle. Once it is lit, it never goes out. There are things called a trick candle. When you light it, you blow on it, it goes down, but it pops up again. That's how we are. When God lights us, Satan comes along, goes down, pops right back up again. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. Somebody woke up this morning, Satan blowing, he been blowing on your candle all week long. But you come in this morning, guess what just didn't happen? It didn't pop up again. Yeah, it then popped up again with aches in my body. It then popped up again with storms all around me. It then popped up again with all my business.